Sokala Duma Radio.
Chippa United will surprise a lot of people. They will win the league on this season. I'm telling you.
Wow, that's bold, and that's how we start the show, on a bold note, really. A team from the Eastern Cape winning the league, as a team from the Eastern Cape won the PSL, a team from PE. Why can it not win the league? Can it win the league? I don't have the answers to these questions, but it's inspiring to hear these kind of views. We asked you the question on Facebook, and we asked, who do you think is going to win the league, the PSL title for the season 2017-2018? Remember that our defending champions are Bidvest Wits. Some of you have had diverse views about Bidvest Wits, Kaizer Chiefs. Some of you were as bold as thinking that Orlando Pirates is going to win the league, Mamelodi Sundowns is going to win the league. Eric Tinkler's time. We'll play those kind of views throughout the show. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu, and this is the Sokala Duma Weekend Special Preview Show, brought to you by DSTV Compact. We'll look at the PSL coming fixtures between Bidvest Wits and Cape Town City and the Lords. We'll speak to Zola Dora, the Sokala Duma journalist, to talk about his three picks of this first game week, who he thinks is going to stand out for the first week. And we'll play a lot of your voice notes from the questions that we asked on Facebook. But first off, let's start with some PSL breaking news. I'm starting off with Free State Stars. Free State Stars have completed the signing of former Kaizer Chiefs striker Siphelele Mthembu ahead of the upcoming season. You remember that Kaizer Chiefs deemed him surplus to requirements, and around June, he was released at the Amakhosi and is now joined officially Free State Stars. And moving on, Golden Arrows have completed the signing of Sherwin Naika. You remember him as a Jomo Cosmos goalkeeper. Well, he's signed for Golden Arrows. The former Milano United player is joining the likes of Nkosingiphile Gumede and Maximilian Baeva in the goalkeeping department of Abafana Bastende. And it was at some point, I remember looking at him in the NFD, and I thought it was a shame that no PSL side had signed him. So it's nice to see him back in the PSL, and hopefully he will fight against the Namibian Maximilian Baeva and Nkosingiphile Gumede for the number one shirt. And hopefully with time, he will be the number one goalkeeper for Golden Arrows as well. Orlando Pirates have warned parents of aspiring players that they will not be hosting any trials at the club. The Buccaneers have taken to their social media platforms to inform the football fraternity that they will not be hosting under-17 trials. The Soweto Giants stated that only information communicated through the club's official platforms should be taken into consideration. And there you are. Most of the time, young players are coerced or blackmailed or manipulated by people saying that these are trials. If you pay 1,000 rands, we'll organize trials for you at Orlando Pirates. So there's an official word from Orlando Pirates saying that they did not organize under-17 trials. Should anyone want to believe trials or trial-related information about Orlando Pirates, then they should go to their official Twitter accounts. They should go to their official Facebook accounts. For now, there will be no trials. And still talking about Pirates related info, Dance Malisela, the former Orlando Pirates captain, of course, says that Chippa United are ready for the 3 points against Orlando Pirates in their first APSA Premiership match set for this weekend. Pirates beat Chippa United in both their league games last season. Malisela is looking forward to the weekend's game, as his side will be aiming to turn things around. And I'm sure you will be aiming to turn things around, because if you remember quite well, around the end of the season last season, Dance Malisela was on leave, and then he was at work, and then he was not at work. He was on special leave. He was fired. He was not fired. And ultimately, though, it was resolved, and he managed to escape relegation. They were saved by him. Throughout the madness that was happening at Chippa United, they put him on leave and they called him back again, and he saved them from relegation, and they survived maybe in the last or second last game of the season. And he's saying that he's ready to take on Orlando Pirates as the former captain. Of course, you remember that Orlando Pirates is a new coach in Micho Sredojevic. Mamelodi Sundowns have confirmed that they've completed the signing of Thokozani Sekotlong. It was thought that the forward had attracted interest from Romania and Denmark. However, he has now committed his future to his local club. Thokozani Sekotlong joins the likes of George Lebese and Lucky Muhomi on the list of Mamelodi-born players now contracted at the club. Mamelodi Sundowns is trying as much as they can to bring local-born players in their their team, going as far as signing their attacking midfielder Thokozane Sekotlong. You remember him, he played last season at Free State Stars. And lastly, Baroka FC have confirmed that Kaizer Chiefs club legend Dr. Khumalo is their new technical director at the club. The former Chiefs assistant coach was linked with an exit from Naturena earlier this month, and after it was revealed that Khumalo and Donald Kuse were viewed as surplus to requirements at Chiefs, Khumalo is expected to discuss his decision to leave Chiefs in his weekly column of Sokala Duma next week. Look forward to that as well. A lot of people have mentioned, and we've seen on the comments on the Sokala Duma web, on the Sokala Duma website, people commenting about being unhappy generally with the fact that Dr. Khumalo has moved on to Baroka FC. But on the bright side though, Baroka are accumulating, or they've employed a person who've accumulated a lot of experience, is a legend in the African, in South African football, and perhaps then it will assist them going forward, and maybe, just maybe, they will not be fighting relegation in the coming season. However, there's a downside to it, that the last person employed to be the technical director at Baroka was Mark Harrison, and look how it turned out for him. So it will remain to be seen what will happen, but we'll look at that with a greater level of interest, because Dr. Khumalo is a major player in South African football.
My club Orlando Pirates will walk away with the ABSA Premiership due to good signings and recalling of the new coach Mr. Mitchell. That I can say all, because it seems Pirates will be on form this season and be bring back the glory days. I see another treble this season, and I count out the MTN 8. But the ABSA Premiership, we're going to be fine with it. We are taking it.
Hi, mina mangicabanga i-team ezowina i-PSL this season. Ngicabanga ukuthi i-Sundowns, because indlela esayinise ngakhona abadlali abanohlonze. Yebo, nekhefu ikhona, kodwa ngiyabona izokhwalifaya. Ngiyabonga.
Rise, Khosi, rise, rise, Khosi, rise, amakhosi bana, amakhosi bana, amakhosi, bafana bokuthuna xola, the Glamour Boys, all the way. Bra Steve, you can do this, I know you will, so I'm behind you all the way. Khosi for love, Khosi Nation is going to take the league this season, mark my words.
And looking now ahead of the upcoming fixtures this weekend, Bidvest on Friday night are playing against Cape Town City. That match will be played at the Bidvest Stadium at 8 p.m. It's going to be an interesting one, because these teams are neck and neck in terms of strengths, and that will be interesting as well. And on Saturday, Polokwane City against Baroka. It's a Limpopo derby playing at 3 p.m. at the old Peter Mokaba Stadium. Around the same time as well, SuperSport United will be another derby as well. SuperSport United against Mamelodi Sundowns at the same time at 3 p.m. at the Lucas Mapsapisa Moripe Stadium. Still at the same time, AmaZulu are facing Free State Stars. The newly promoted AmaZulu that bought the status of Thanda Royal Zulu are facing off against Free State Stars at the Kings Wellington Stadium on Saturday. And at 6 p.m, Orlando Pirates versus Chipa United at the Orlando Stadium. You've heard what coach Dance Malisela has had to say about it, and it's going to be an interesting one as well. And the last one on Saturday night will be at Cape Town Stadium. IX Cape Town hosting Golden Arrows at 8:15. And the last ones on Sunday will be Platinum Stars at the Royal Bafokeng Stadium against Maritzburg United at 3 p.m. Another one, which is always a fanfare, will be Bloemfontein Celtic hosting Kaizer Chiefs at the Free State Stadium at 3 p.m. And those are your fixtures as well. We'll be speaking to a man that knows most about PSL football, about these and which ones he thinks we must anticipate. But before that, let's hear some of the voice notes.
I think Captain Seat will win this 2017-2018 ABSA Premiership. Because ithengile abadlali and abadlali bakhona basezingeni eliphezulu futhi bayayikhandla uma bedlala.
This year I think SuperSport will take it. It's time for Eric Ten Hag to shine. He's been consistent and whenever reach CAF Confederation Cup and take Cape Town City whenever he needed, and now he's showing with SuperSport the consistency he's been going through, and with the squad that he's having in SuperSport, I think he's going to take it. Thabang Makgoba, Pitori, Kauyolo.
I think Bidvest, because in Gavinant they have a coach who knows how to win the Cups and the league. The coach who's experienced enough, because he won 3 league titles in a row. with SuperSport United, and last season he won the league even when he was under pressure, and he has quality players like Phakamani Mathambi, Stephen Pienaar, Dylan Klaassen, Kabatino Moango, Sifiso Tanti, Thulani Thatswayo. The list is endless. Bidvest is the team to beat this season. They have good players, great players, quality players. I think they are a great team that is going to win the league. I'm very sure of it. Amen.
Remember, you can enjoy the Disky just as you like here on SuperSport 4 this August. Available on DSTV Compact for only 365 rands. Alright, it's very, very exciting. It's something that we've all been waiting for. A lot of people have been asking, when is the season starting? Well, it's already started because the MTN 8 quarterfinals are done and dusted out of the way now. And we're also going to be looking at the PSL, the first fixtures of this game week. And it's very exciting, like I said. And to add to this excitement, I've got for you a man that has been in the football industry for a minute, and the minute is years, a lot of years. He's legendary. His name is Zola Toda. Zola, thank you very much for your time. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, and you?
I'm good, thank you very much, man. Your impression of the first week of the MTN 8?
Jeez, there's going to be a lot of exciting games for different reasons. I mean, from Cape Town City versus Bidvest to the biggest game, which is Kaizer Chiefs versus Bloemfontein Celtic. So it's going to be very exciting weekends, and there'll be lots of interesting things expected, especially from the Kaizer Chiefs game. Because as you know, that Steve Khompela is under pressure to win his first game of the season, and if he doesn't win that game, who knows what's going to happen.
Well, I would think that if anything happens to him, that would be unfair. Second game?
Look, you can't really say it's unfair, because I mean, this is a continuation of what has been happening in the last two seasons. He's not only going to be judged from this game. Chiefs fans are going to look back at what happened two seasons after, the season after Stuart Baxter left. They're going to have a look at what happened last season when he was also the coach. And they're going to look at what happened in the last weekend when they played against SuperSport United in the MTN 8. So they're going to take all those factors into consideration, and then maybe even make a decision on what will happen.
Well, that would be unfair, though, I still maintain, because I mean, that was an incredible game. But let's cast an eye quickly before we look forward to the weekend fixtures and the Friday night fixture as well. Let's look at the MTN 8. What have you made of the teams? Bidvest against Golden Arrows, that was a pulsating game with red cards. It was all over the show, and then an on goal settled it for Cape Town City against Polokwane City. So what have you made of all the games that played?
Look, I think it was very interesting, and the Verts game was exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
There were red cards, there were goals, but at the same time, I also thought that Golden Arrows threw the game away. They could have easily won that game, leading 2-0, and then you're playing with 11 men against 10 men. So that's one chance they threw away. I think the biggest surprise for me was Maritzburg United beating Mamelodi.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, to go out there and beat African champions with who had like new players like Opa Manyisa as well as George Lebese. So I think Maritzburg United did very well under a new coach, Fadwe David, to win that game.
Talking about new players, were you impressed with one, Stephen Pienaar, Dylan Klaassen? Were you impressed with Opa Manyisa, George Lebese, Ayanda Patosi? Let's talk about that before we move on.
Look, I think Stephen Pienaar came on as a substitute. He did very well. He could have easily scored when he took the ball from the left-hand side and then shot it over the bar. I think that was a chance for him to score. You look at someone like George Lebese and Opa Manyisa. They're playing exactly how Sanlam's play. So Peter Mosimane, I would say he was very smart to bring in those kind of players, because they're not going to take time to settle into that Sanlam squad. And as well as Ayanda Potos, who also came on as a sub. And Teko Modise, unfortunately, we couldn't see him because of an injury. So hopefully we can see him tomorrow when they play against Bidvest.
Well, that's Zola Toda looking back. And now we're looking forward with him still on the first game week. The first interesting thing when I cast an eye on the fixtures, Bidvest versus Cape Town City, student versus the master. And you would know what I mean by that, student versus the master. What do you think I mean by that?
You mean Benny McCarthy versus Kevin Hunt?
Yes, of course.
Fortunately for Benny, listen, I mean, Kevin Hunt is not going to be on the bench because he was sent off last week. So whatever altercations he's going to have on the tough line is going to be, you have to be with an assistant coach. So that's lucky for him. But it's going to be, looking at the game itself, it's going to be a very, very interesting game, because these two teams met last season. Bidvest beat Cape Town City out of the MTN 8,
yes, on aggregate 3-0.
Exactly. So in the league, they also drew, and Cape Town City also won one of the game. So I think it's going to be a very interesting game. This is basically one of the three games that these teams will have to play in the next 3 weeks. They're playing tomorrow in the league. They have two MTN 8 games. So I think as much as they want to win tomorrow, they'll also want to have a look at what's going to happen in the MTN 8 as well.
Now, looking at the signings of both teams, Ayana Patosi, Tieko Modise, it's been well documented that there were major coups. Lila Kill as well at Cape Town City. Looking across at Bidvest Wits, we have the guys like Dalen Klaassen and Steven Pienaar, marquee signings as well. They also took Gobamelo Kodisang from Platinum Stars. Let's look at it holistically. Slavko Damjanovic, unfortunately, got a red card in his first game as a new signing. What have you made of these two teams in the market?
Look, I think Vets have an upper hand, because if you're going to bring in someone like Steven Pienaar as well as Dalen Klaassen, those are not just big players. These are big players that decide games. So it's a massive, massive signing for Vets. And the fact that you have James Keane, who was struggling with injuries, who's also hitting the form at the right time. He's playing very well and is a Gavin Hunt type of a striker. So he's going to be a big plus for Vets this season. So if you can look at both teams and you compare Cape Town City as well as Bidvest Wits when it comes to signing, I would say Bidvest Wits have done tremendously well.
And then looking at the game, before we look at other games, who's got the upper hand? Certainly from a signing perspective, you're saying that it's Bidvest Wits, but now looking at the game itself, what do you think is going to come up tops in the year?
These are two teams who know each other very well. They played against each other about four times last season. They're going to play against each other this season at least another four times as well. So, but in terms of who has an upper hand, it's early in the season. They've played only one game. Yeah. Cape Town City didn't really do so well against the Polokwane City. They only won the game through an own goal. But if you look at Vets at how they won against Polokwane, against the Golden Arrows, if you can judge them by that game, I would say Vets, they're going to do very well.
That strength of character coming back from behind with 10 men and all that, and their signings, the experience that they have as well. Well, interestingly, we can always get a draw as well in that game, so anything goes. And like you said, fairly, is that it's only early days in the season. Well, we're casting an eye now in Gauteng. There's a derby. It's the Tswane derby. SuperSport United are playing against Mamelodi Sundowns. We've mentioned the fact that there were additions at the Sundowns squad, Opamanyisa and George Lebese being the major ones. I've spoke to Tefo Mashamaite recently, and I've mentioned to him, I highlighted the fact that they haven't really signed major players in terms of marquee signings, and he made this point that we might not have signed marquee players, but the most important thing is that they still have Kingston, they still have Brocky, they still have Furman, they have Yeye, they have Mnyamana, they still have the major players in that squad, and they have their player of the season as well. Morgan Gold was man of the match in their first game. So let's look at that match and what do you think is going to happen in that game?
Look, it's an interesting game, because Sundowns will go there to want to do well. They didn't do well in the MTN 8, and Pizzo was not impressed with these players. They want to do well, they want to do well in the league, they also want to win the league back, because I mean, last season it was won by Peter's Vets. So if you can look at in terms of who wants to win this game and who has to win this game more than anyone else, I would say that Sundowns are more under pressure to win this game. They have to show fans why they went to the market and bought George Lebese. Why did they have to bring in someone as big as Opamanyisa? So this is a very, very big game for them. But in terms of SuperSport United, their squad is like, it's maturing. They've got a lot of players who are at the right age. They're picking at the right time. You've got Yael Cholonyano, who's doing very well. You've got Morgan Gould, who's coming back to form at the right time. You've got Tefo Mashamaite, who spent most of the time last season like out with injury. You've got Jeremy Brocky as well. So SuperSport United have got a very, very mature squad, and they can do well, because Eric Tinkler has got a point to prove. This is his first season with this club. So it's going to be a very, very interesting game.
An interesting thing as well, when I looked at the form of these teams, is that last season, Mamelodi Sundowns, they won 1-0 in the second round. The first round, they won 5-0. So the clear upper hand is with Sundowns. However, the current form, the fact that Sundowns lost to Maritzburg United, and the fact that they may fear losing a second game consecutively, the fact that they lost Rulani Mukwena to Orlando Pirates as well, it swings it from that 5-0, 1-0, it swings it back to the middle now, maybe towards the side of SuperSport United.
No, definitely, because I mean, last season, SuperSport only won once against Sundowns, which was on the penalties in the Telkom knockout. They lost to them in the MTNA, they also lost in the league. So, but this season, SuperSport is doing very well. They're firing on all cylinders. And Mamelodi Sundowns, like you said, they've lost a very, very important member of the technical team, Rolani Mukwena, who's joined Orlando Pirates.
Let's look at the impact of that. How much do you think, are we overplaying our hand by saying, and we've been saying it in our previous transfer shows, and I had this conversation with Joe Cran, and he said that Orlando Pirates rather have their best signing of the transfer window with Rulani Mokoena? Are we overplaying it? Are we overhyping it? Is it... Are we being fair by saying that they've lost a major member of their team?
He is a big member of their team because he's been with that team for a very long time. We're not talking about someone like John Pansel, who was only with Kaizer Chiefs for one season before leaving. Rulani Mokoena has been very much part of Mamelodi Sundowns, and he understands the team very well. He understands the coach very well, Peter Mosimane. And Peter Mosimane also understands it very well. So I think in terms of his contribution to the team, he's played a big role. And if you can look at some of the matches like friendly games that were played by Sanos last season, Peter Mosimane was not in charge of all those friendly matches. Rulani Mokoena was very much in charge. He was the man in charge. So he's a very big loss for the team. But Peter Mosimane will be able to adapt and he will want to do well.
All right, the match between Bidvest and Cape Town City will be played on the 18th on Friday at 8 p.m. The match SuperSport United that we're currently talking about, SuperSport United versus Mamelodi Sundowns, will be played on Saturday at 3 p.m. A game that will be played on Sunday at 3 p.m. is between Bloemfontein Celtic and Kaizer Chiefs. Bloem Celtic, Kaizer Chiefs, arguably one of the most supported teams in the country, because Bloem Celtics, they do turn up when they're playing against Kaizer Chiefs, the fans as well. Would you support that statement?
No, definitely, because if you can look at all the venues in this country where Kaizer Chiefs visit for league matches, Bloemfontein is the only province in this country where Kaizer Chiefs fans are outnumbered. No one can even debate that. That is the Celtic. It doesn't matter how badly Celtic plays, but when they have to play against Chiefs, Celtic is a completely different team altogether. But Kaizer Chiefs' biggest advantage going to this game is that they have a very good preseason game. They have a very good preseason program. They also played the Maize Cup that they won. They did very well in the Carling Cup. Even though they didn't beat SuperSport United, they did very well because they show character. They tried to get back to that game. Bennett Parker hit the post late in the second half.
Yeah, the post must have been hit like three or four times.
Kaizer Chiefs in that game, in fact, if you can put the results aside, I know that Steve Compeller was saying it was just an H moment. That was not an H moment. That was a very, very good performance by Kaizer Chiefs. So I don't expect them to if they're going to lose against Bloemfontein Celtic, they will not go down without a fight. But I expect this to be a very, very interesting
now,
game.
One looks... Well, I've been having this challenge now. I was trying to look at how long ago or how far back can I stretch before I see a victory for Celtic against Kaizer Chiefs. And I've been struggling. I'm stretching over 10 games in competitive PSL matches and PSL Cup competitions where Celtic has defeated Kaizer Chiefs. So historically, it shows that Kaizer Chiefs, whatever form they are in, no matter how bad the coach is or how good the coach is, they somehow do manage to turn up or at least manage a draw.
Yeah, no, definitely. Kaizer Chiefs are always, they are Bloemfontein Celtic hooded team. Sometimes Celtic will do very well in the game. They will outplay Kaizer Chiefs and then only to find out that only for Celtic to lose or even throw the game. But at the same time, I think the fact that Celtic has got a lot of supporters in Bloemfontein, it also plays to a disadvantage because they have to prove to the supporters that they can beat Kaizer Chiefs. So that puts pressure as well on them, onto the team to win the game.
Or they may not always be following the game plan. They may just be overwhelmed by the occasion and the amount of people that are there and the euphoria, and at the end of the day, not stick to their technical plan.
But the big plus for them is that the new coach, Yellow Stitch, has got his work permit. So he'll be able to sit on the bench because, we know what happened last season.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that, and I appreciate the point that, like you're trying to allude to now, Luke Mil, he was employed from Polokwane City, but it never really got an opportunity to sit onto their bench because there was a case and there was the fact that Polokwane City had not released him at that point. So Veselin Yolesic, everything is sorted out?
Everything is sorted out. He will be sitting on the bench, he will be coaching the team. So all the problems of the past will be put behind on this coming Sunday when they have to play against Kaizer Chiefs.
Before I let you go though, I need to ask you this. Your impression of the signings, I know that Mabena is at Celtic.
That's a major signing. I didn't expect them to sign someone like Ndumiso Mabena. I was expecting Ndumiso to go to another big club or even Kaizer Chiefs, because for me he would have been a big plus for Kaizer Chiefs. But instead he's gone to Celtic, which is a good thing for him because he'll be able to play regular football. So in terms of signings, Bloemfontein Celtic has done well. Kaizer Chiefs, I'm not really sure because they've lost players.
Would you say, before you even complete that sentence, would you say there is anyone that we can consider marquee or big time or top in terms of what Kaizer Chiefs have managed to sign?
No, not really.
Pumuletu Chaia, Teenage Hadebe, and the likes?
Chaia, Teenage Hadebe, Zuma from Maritzburg United. For me, those are very good squad players. But those are not players that can turn things around when the team is not doing well and win your matches. They are not. Those are not those type of players. And for Kaizer Chiefs to lose a very good player like George Lebesi to direct competitors Mamelodi Sundowns, that's not very good.
That's a serious indictment to them. It's like you're boosting the competition.
Direct competitors, exactly. Because I mean, Sundowns can easily use George Lebesi to beat Kaizer Chiefs. So, and if you're going to lose a player and replace him, make sure that the replacement is equally good, or if not better. But now, if you can look at all the replacement of the players that have left, you can't pick anyone that you can say, that is going to perform well.
Those are cutting edge views, Zola. I really appreciate your time, and we look forward to chatting to you more as the weekend special show looking at PSL fixtures. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you very much to you.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. We've come to the conclusion of our first edition of the weekend special brought to you by DSTV Compact. I'm Nkululeko Nkeu. I've enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoyed the first fixtures of the PSL this coming weekend. All right, we thank you very much for sending your voice notes. We welcome your opinions and your views. It was certainly exciting and actually funny as well. Hard luck to those that didn't get an opportunity to get their voice notes played. We'll send you guys the Facebook questions and keep on sending us those messages. Before we let you go, we'll leave you with some humorous, exciting, interesting voice notes.
Good day, everyone. I'm Fonoza Moshi from Ngamakhudza. I think the team that is going to win the Absa Premiership 2017-2018 is Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah, ilikalo nyaka izobanjwa Orlando Pirates amabhakabhaka up the box all at Chuchu Nation.
My name is Tidiso Labasi from Rustenburg. Well, from what I've seen so far from the games that have been played before the Absa Premiership starts, I've seen that although other teams have signed players and transferred and exchanged players, really Sundowns is going to take it. That's what I've seen. I'm a Kaizer Chiefs fan, and I have faith in them, and I watch their matches, but I just don't think they have the potential yet.
Mamelodi Sundowns is the team that's going to win the Absa Premiership for this season. First of all, they have the budget to buy any player that they want. Number two, Manqoba Mqete is a very good coach. Let's not just only give Pito the credit, because the man behind him is very strong. Yeah, so that's why Mamelodi Sundowns is going to take this season.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.